Welcome to this meditation on loving kindness to oneself. In this meditation, we will work basically on two things. One is just a gentle attitude of caring and kindness to ourselves. And the second is a recognition of our underlying values and aspirations that may often go unnoticed. So let's begin by taking three deep diaphragmic breaths, breathing in through the nostrils, and out through the mouth. And now settle into a posture that is conducive to meditation for you. Ideally, this posture should be one that allows you to feel supported, as well as one that allows you to be alert. So it's good to feel yourself grounded, to feel your sit bones in the seat, for instance, or your feet on the floor, and decide what to do with your hands. If seated in an upright posture, maintain an erect spine as much as possible. Let your shoulders be pulled back somewhat, yet relaxed. And allow your head to be pulled slightly upwards and tilted down slightly. Allow your eyes to be closed or slightly open. If opened, it's recommended to have kind of a vacant gaze. The gaze is not focused on anything. Feel the relaxation throughout your body, beginning at the top of your head. Feel your head relax, your forehead, your eye sockets, your cheeks, your jaw, and on downward, your neck, your shoulders, upper back, down through your torso, your belly area. Down through the legs and all the way to the feet. Now allow your mind to relax into a simple breathing practice. Simply following the breath as you inhale and exhale. There's really nothing to this practice except sticking with the next moment of breathing. And if you find yourself distracted, if your mind wanders, simply return to the practice. You might want to play with or investigate different qualities of your awareness. For instance, you can make your awareness very tight, put a lot of effort into it, and really closely follow the breath, or you can make it very loose. Or maybe only 10% of the awareness is on the breath, and the other 90% is kind of out there. And find a middle place, a place of balance. And then follow the breath, the breathing from this place. You also might want to play with the practice of letting go completely on the out-breath. Allow your balanced attention to follow the breath in. Then on the out-breath, allow your attention and your mind to completely relax. As if your mind is following the breath outwards into space. And then when it's time to breathe again, refocus the attention on the inhale. whatever method you use, make the whole practice simply that method. Just repeatedly and gently come back to that method. And gradually the mind will become peaceful and calm on its own. Now bring to mind a loved one. Someone that is easy for you to care for. And simply think of or imagine this person. And imagine that you're in this person's presence. And don't try to force it. Or to think that you should feel a certain way. Simply imagine that you are there with this person. And be aware of this person. And also be aware of what you're experiencing. What is it like to be with this person? Seven billion people in the world, and you've chosen to focus on this person. How is that for you? Now make your wishes of kindness and love for this person concrete by reciting for them. May you be happy. May you know peace and joy. May you be happy. May you be well. Be aware of your own experiences in your own heart. As you make these wishes for your loved one, may you be happy. May you know peace and joy. Now drop this imagery and bring your attention to your heart center. Feel your chest as it expands when you inhale, and as it relaxes when you exhale. Now imagine that you're breathing directly in and out of your heart. Directly in and out of this spacious area in the center of your chest. Now imagine as you exhale, that a light or a cool breeze comes out of your chest. And imagine that this reaches your loved one. brings them some degree of happiness. And again, recite for them. May you be happy. May you know peace and joy. Now bring your awareness back to your breath and rest in your breathing. Now bring to mind a compassionate image, an embodiment of love, courage, compassion, wisdom. Imagine that you're in its presence. And that its compassion and love is directed toward you. It's somewhat amazing. Amazing that this image has so much compassion in it, and that it's directed at you. Just experience what this is like to be the recipient of this great compassion. What it is like to be totally accepted, unconditionally. Now allow this source of compassion, this compassionate image, to awaken in you your own compassion, your own loving kindness, your strength and courage. So now as you breathe, you're breathing in and out compassion and love. From this place, recite for yourself. May I be happy. May I know peace and joy. May I have courage and strength. Consider that just is you can extend loving kindness and well wishes to others, to loved ones. You can extend these to yourself as well. That you are as worthy of receiving them as anyone. So again, recite for yourself. May I be happy. May I know peace and joy. May I have courage and strength. And now consider several questions. In doing this, allow yourself to realize that asking the question is enough. If an answer comes, fine, but if not, simply asking the questions is enough. So ask yourself, in my heart of hearts, what is it that I truly aspire towards? What am I looking for in my life? What do I want to offer the world? As you raise these questions, see if something rises from deep below. Some sort of basic aspiration for happiness and wholeness and connection. In these sorts of reflections, it can be helpful bring an explicit awareness to your own mortality, realizing that none of us are here forever. For each of us, our days are numbered. You might want to imagine that you have exactly 1 year left on this earth. How would you like to spend it? So again, reflect on these questions. In my heart of hearts, what is it that I truly aspire towards? What am I looking for in my life? What do I want to offer the world? Now recognizing and focusing on the fact that the genuine aspiration for happiness and meaning or fulfillment is a fundamental aspect of who we are, again, recite for yourself. May I be happy. May I find peace and joy. Being a friend to ourselves, offering this to ourselves, just as we would offer this to a loved one. May I be happy. May I find peace and joy. May I find courage and strength. Now bring to mind something that you appreciate about yourself. Could be in a quality, an accomplishment, could be the fact that you're taking this time for yourself in the midst of a busy life. But bring to mind something that you appreciate about yourself. take several moments and reflect on this and acknowledge it. You may even want to rejoice in this appreciation. How wonderful that I have this quality or opportunity or whatever. How wonderful. And now bring to mind something that you appreciate about your life. Could be an experience, a circumstance, a relationship, an opportunity, everyday pleasure, whatever it may be. Bring to mind something that you appreciate about your life. And again, take a moment and acknowledge this and reflect on it. Consider how all too often we may not truly appreciate ourselves and our lives. Too often we may only see the negative. So again, rejoice in this appreciation of yourself and your life. And realize that we have the chance, the opportunity to touch these aspects of ourselves and our lives more often and to appreciate them. And develop a sense of gratitude to yourself and your life. And as an expression of this gratitude, of this appreciation, think to yourself, I take joy in who I am. I shall be a friend unto myself. I shall celebrate my life. I take joy in who I am. I shall be a friend unto myself. I shall celebrate my life. And in this practice, by acknowledging a commitment to appreciate yourself and your life, and to feel grateful for yourself, and simply rest in this awareness for several moments. And then end this practice with the simple dedication. Through this practice of loving kindness for myself, may I be kinder to myself. May I appreciate myself more. And as a result, may I also be kinder to others and appreciate the value of all others as well.